with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump downplays business concerns about uncertainty from his tariffs and prospect of higher prices.
In an interview with Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, Trump did not rule out the possibility of a recession this year.
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition because what we're doing is very big. We're bringing wealth back to America. That's a big thing. And there are always periods of, it takes a little time.
He says his plans for broader reciprocal tariffs will go into effect April 2nd.
Big globalists have been ripping off the United States.
I'm Julie Walker.
Ottawa's premier, the leader of Canada's most populous province, now charging 25% more for electricity shipped to 1.5 million Americans in response to President Trump's tariff plan. Ontario provides electricity to Minnesota, New York, and Michigan. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says Ontario's tariff would remain in place despite the one-month reprieve from Mr. Trump, saying a one-month pause provides for just more uncertainty. President Trump hopeful that Congress can avert a government shutdown at the end of the week. The president thinks a spending bill would keep federal agencies funded through September. It will probably pass this week. Also at SRNNews.com, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is hopeful that U.S. can get Russia-Ukraine peace talks back on track this week.
Secretary Rubio, myself and Ukrainian delegation will be meeting in Saudi Arabia to get these talks back on track, get the ceasefire in place.
That meeting will be Tuesday in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. On Wall Street, all three major indexes down more than 1%. This is SRN News. A Virginia school district under investigation.
The Trump administration's Department of Education is looking into a case in Arlington where school officials allowed a male sex offender to disrobe in the female locker room at a high school swimming pool because he identifies as transgender. National Review reports that the school aquatic center is open to the public in the evening, often for children's swimming lessons, and that's when the man would show up. He is a registered sex offender. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Jews who fled their Syrian homeland decades ago urging the Trump administration to lift sanctions. They say they are blocking them from rebuilding Syria's decimated Jewish community. Members of the Hamra family who fled Damascus in the 1990s returned to Syria last month for the first time. They were among a group that briefed State Department officials on the trip this month. This is SRN News. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports tension continues in the region as South Korea's military says North Korea has fired several ballistic missiles into the sea.
The launch on Monday happened hours after South Korean and U.S. troops kicked off their large annual combined military drills, which the North views as an invasion rehearsal. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile firings, North Korea's fifth event this year, were detected from the North's Hwanghae province, but gave no further details such as how far they flew. Earlier Monday, exercises began after the North Korean and U.S. militaries paused live fire training, while Seoul investigated how two of its fighter jets mistakenly bombed a civilian area during a warm-up drill last week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.